USA Radio News.
President Donald Trump traveled to Dallas, Texas today for the NRA convention, where he gave a speech. Let's take a listen to a portion of that speech and what President Trump said.
But we have great things going on. And, you know, with respect to North Korea, remember how strong it was, and they were saying, this is going to be nuclear war. We're going to have it. No. You know what gets you nuclear war? Weakness gets you nuclear war. Being weak gets you nuclear war. That's what gets you nuclear war.
In a statement today, Rudy Giuliani said the October 2016 settlement that Michael Cohen made to Stormy Daniels was made to protect President Trump's family and, quote, would have been done in any event, whether he was a candidate or not. Giuliani also stressed his description of the timing of the events was based on his understanding, not information he had received from President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
What are being called the first round of trade talks with China that were held in Beijing are over. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is back after reportedly asking China during the talks to slash the trade imbalance between the two nations by $200 billion by the end of 2020. The U.S. trade deficit with China now stands at $355 billion a year. President Trump threatening to impose stiff tariffs on China and accusing Beijing of stealing U.S. intellectual property. A Chinese government statement says these talks are going to continue.
A long-awaited report on free speech protections at the University of California, Berkeley blames, quote, hard-to-defend conservative speakers for inciting left-wing students to violence. A month-long study done by Berkeley faculty found that ultra-conservative rhetoric by the likes of Milo Yiannopoulos and Ann Coulter only exists to advance a narrative that universities are not tolerant of conservative speech. This is USA Radio News.
There's a price war in the insurance business, and you may be paying too much. Call the Term Lifeline right now and see if you can save 40%. $500,000 plans and up, that's our specialty. Even great smokers' rates. Protect your family today. Call the Term Lifeline right now for a free quote. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM. 866-509-TERM.
Within the next 20 years, the number of new cancer cases is expected to increase by 70% in the United States. Most people don't realize, though, that they can reduce their risk of getting cancer by just improving their life and how they live. Dr. Lorenzo Cain talks about some of the ways you can change your life by maybe eating a little bit more organic and more healthy foods and also eliminating some toxins in your home that you put on your body and maybe don't even realize.
Well, ideally, we decrease our chemical load, right? And going organic is going to decrease your chemical load. Will going organic in terms of our food prevent us from getting cancer per se? Not necessarily, but again, it's that precautionary principle. We are exposed not only in our food, but also, as Allison mentioned, in our daily cosmetics and personal care products to hundreds and hundreds of chemicals. And this is happening literally in utero. So before a child is born, it is having its hormonal system disrupted due to what are called the endocrine disruptors, which are substances that are added to plastics to make them soft, which of course is important if you're using plastic. And those can get into our body and disrupt the way our hormones function.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.